Blog Talk Radio.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Hi, everyone. Here is a sponsor that you can help save yourself some money and find new places to check out. Save Around is a very popular coupon book throughout most major U.S. cities. With Save Around, you get buy one, get one free restaurants, discounts on many department stores, car rentals, flowers, etc. With Save Around, you not only fund our network, you help fund your family and save yourself some money while eating out. I have a family of four. A decent meal is upwards of $60 for us. And if I could save $10 to $15 while taking out the family, I am very happy. You can view these books in your area before buying. Please check out freedomizerradio.com and our barefootislegal.org website for the link. Check out the new book, click on your city, and in a few days, you will be saving yourself some cash with your new Save Around book.
Hello, everybody. And welcome to the Barefoot is Legal Show. Hi, Nicole.
How are you?
Doing great. How happy Barefoot Day. Well, happy Barefoot Weekend. How is your Barefoot Week been going?
Pretty good so far. I have not done much. Where I'm kind of saying the person is doing a little bit of construction, so I kind of have to be a little bit leery of what's going on around me more so than anything. We don't need to be stepping on any rusty nails.
Oh, yeah, I definitely understand that. I have done a lot of barefoot errands this week. I even went to Baby Shop barefooting. I mean, of course, I go everywhere barefoot, even to work. barefoot. I can't go to my client's home without my shoes on, but I stick around the office barefoot and all that. We have a pretty relaxed atmosphere at my office, so that's a really great thing. And I really enjoy that. And it makes it even better that one of my coworkers does the same. So I love that. It.
I was just going to ask, is anybody else beside you? Yeah. Or are you
the only
one?
It's not just me. And it's wonderful.
Yay.
Well, I know that we have one or both of our Nicks joining us today, and I want to see, because I can't recall right offhand if this is one of their numbers. So welcome to the Barefoot is Legal Show. Who we got with us today?
This is Nick Pierce.
Hi, Nick Pierce.
Yeah.
How are you?
How are you? Good. Good. How is everybody
Super
today?
Excited. Oh, man, we're super excited to hear from you.
I know. It's been a while. I've been very busy lately with the that working on, and been doing a lot over the past few weekends. So figured I'd duck down for the day and come say hello.
Thanks so much for joining us. Tell everybody.
Yes.
Tell everybody how important you are here on our show, because give us your
me
give us
important
your yes super
I well yeah I'm doing the Barefoot documentary, so that's up and going right now. I got oh, gee, let's see. I do a lot of legal work for the Barefooters, Barefoot Movement, you know, both, you know, just folks that have issues with different, you know, legal issues when it comes to the law, stuff like that. So I've been on before. I've answered some questions about that. But I don't know. I guess in short, I'm a full-time Barefooter of about 15 years. I got rid of the last
wow.
pair of anything that goes on my feet about, well, more than 12 years ago.
Nice.
The head of MP Media Group. I did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I worked on empowering up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. Let's see. I guess you could call me a victim's legal advocate when it comes to the Barefooter, and I'm standing up for the human rights as we as Barefooters have. So, and you're right. I'm the one of the producers for the Barefoot documentary, slated for major network release, hopefully next fall.
That is so
awesome.
Amazing, and I'm so excited about that.
Yeah, tell us a little bit. Have people been really getting involved? Because I know you reached out for people to get involved. How's that going?
Yes, we've had a lot of. You know, submissions as far as folks that want to participate, people that are just volunteering to do some research because we need a lot of research done. All the information about the documentary is on a website that I set up. It's barefoottvshow.com. You can click on the submit content page. If you're interested in helping out with research, there's a link at the bottom of that page with different categories that we're looking for research on. We're always looking for topics, and there's also, if you're interested, so we can, coordinate all that with you. Either I, someone from my staff will contact you with, details about the different research projects. As far as the show itself and the participation, we've been doing a lot of video, footage, a lot of interviews, just taking submissions, and it's, you don't need, if you want to share your story, you do not need to have a professionally done video. Most cell phones mm-hmm. nowadays, and I always emphasize this, are capable of shooting in a high enough quality that can be worked with for TV.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting there, explaining the story. There's some questions to guide you through an interview on the website. This way you can just, it walks you through it. You just answer the questions as you were talking to anybody else about it, almost interviewing yourself. I had one person that just had their friend just sit there and ask them the questions, and they'd answer them. And then we just cut the other person out, and we just use your interview to
great.
Explain to people why, when, and all that about your Barefoot lifestyle.
And you like for the people that are doing the submissions to turn their phone sideways so that you get the best quality picture, correct?
Yes, that helps a lot. We had one person send it in. It was just upright the whole time. And it's kind of like, it looks like, you know, when you watch the news, how the broadcast, they have the double image on each side.
Okay.
Or we just end up zooming in. We work with it if it happens, especially when you get a really good interview and you just don't want to, you know, contact the person, say, can you do it with the phone tilted the other way? But everything you did was perfect. Do that again. Because it doesn't just happen again like that. Sometimes it's off the cuff, and sometimes it's just brilliant. Some of this stuff and the material that the participants come up with, and it's great. And thanks to everyone that has submitted and everybody that is participating. We have a few more events that we're going to be shooting over the course of the next few weeks as well.
So you kind of
you
pop
know what
into
I found very,
businesses
oh,
and
I'm
stuff,
sorry.
And you go in with your you go in and say, hey, this is what we're doing. Is that when you're going with your crew to like places of business and things like that?
When we go into places of business, we do it a couple different ways. Most locations, especially locally where I'm based out of, I'm pretty known for not just always going to like the restaurants and the clubs and the stores and every place Barefoot. But they're used to me either being followed around with a camera or shoving a camera in someone's face. So there is, you know, a couple stores around here that are just like, yeah, we already know your office is already okayed it. You know, our home office is already okayed it because I've either done like a cooking show where I've used a certain food store or something like
right.
that. For the most part, though, we don't like to bring the cameras into the stores, like the full cameras. We use a lot of different hidden camera techniques. And I don't want to give away all the hidden cameras that we use. But you know, like the silly eyeglass cams and the button cams, just to name a few of them that we don't use too much because we have other techniques, as far as, you know, and also cell phones. It's not uncommon for a lot of people to, you know, be walking around with a cell phone. But if, we're trying to catch reactions or there is a confrontation, we don't like to keep the cell phones out and shooting. Because if they're on bad behavior and they have an issue and they want to discriminate against someone who's barefoot in their store, we don't want them to necessarily be shy and just tuck their head and be like, I don't want to look bad on Facebook. That's not the point.
We have other different reaction.
Hidden. Exactly. We have other hidden camera techniques that we employ to. So it's not in their face. They really don't know what's happening until the confrontation is done. And then at that point, I'll either introduce myself as, you know, it's funny this happened today because, you know, we're actually doing a documentary for religious rights and people with disabilities, you know, that are barefoot, people that are barefoot for personal choice and trying to educate people about it. And your bad behavior will be perfect. And you did it in public and we're going to use it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So if they're listening, beware.
You know, we eventually tell them what happened. But, you know, a lot of times then they're very apologetic. If they had a sign, they take it right down and they don't want the bad image and they don't want their corporate offices finding out about stuff, you know. And there's always a slew of paperwork. We'll leave them with, you know, a copy of the, you know, ADA, civil rights, and,
right.
You know, just stuff in the Department of Justice as far as stuff from, you know, it's funny because they do challenge me and I've done legal segments on this show and I am that legal advocate for barefooter rights. And it's funny when they try to challenge me with the law because it's just a losing argument because it's just flat out what you're doing is illegal and you're in public and I have every right. It's, you know, and at the same time, if they do grab a phone or, you know, they do find a little hidden camera that, you know, falls off of something and it breaks, it's kind of like they're not smashing a $10,000 camera that the TV station would be very mad about. So that's not going to...
I'm curious, are they now, of course, like where you're saying you go a lot and they know you now, but do you find a lot still of people doing that or is it somewhat being persuaded as far as like our page and we have a lot of people, you know, getting involved a lot of new members and they're being,
I've
you know, very
that.
Brave. And so I'm just curious if you're seeing any difference.
I don't, but maybe I'm going to say 40 minutes away from me where I was doing a shoot and I met up with someone. There is a lot of that happening to that person. I don't have problems even going into new places that don't know me or I'm not familiar with. And I'm not sure why. I don't know if it's just a particular town for so many years, they've just caught wind of me. But even when I move to new places, in a way, sometimes you almost get the feeling like, oh, I got to start all over again and break everybody in. But I don't know what it is. And I read stories where, people are getting a lot of slack or a lot of confrontation. But I don't know if it's just like, go ahead and try me is the attitude that I have and it keeps me in practice and they don't. Or
well, it's a confidence
thing
too. You're confident about it. If you're new at barefooting, you're not going to have as much confidence as somebody like you that's been doing it for a very long time. And I think that makes a big difference. If you don't have the confidence about it and you're walking in there going, oh, geez, I just might have to deal with this. And I think you wear that, you know, you wear that confidence over time as you do it. That's
it must be, and I can agree with that. I think so, because I have noticed that, especially just among the different social media groups where people are just starting out and they're just a little weary about it. I think if you just walk in like this is something you do, you have a purpose, you have a reason for it, and you just do it. And if it's normal for you and it's not like, you know, someone just forgot their shoes at home, but it is your lifestyle, I think that deters people from...
Uh-oh. Where'd he go?
Is everybody still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
Who's this?
I'm here. Can you guys hear me okay?
You were in the middle. You were in the middle, and then you kind of dropped or something. So, yeah, keep going.
That's not good. Well, yeah. Oh, it's just that. Well, what I was saying is just a matter of, you know, I guess when it's something that you have confidence in, like you were saying. And you walk into an establishment, you know, have that confidence because it's just your lifestyle. That's the way you are, and that's who you are. So I think that people are, you know, not likely to approach you with that almost barrier around you that you set up, energy alone.
Well, exactly. What I thought was interesting when I checked out the website for the Barefoot TV show, that you also have a place on there for people that are against barefooting and you want their input as well. Have you had anybody respond to that?
Not a lot, no. There hasn't been a big response to that. I think because people that are not barefooters are probably just not looking for it. And we haven't really focused much on that because it's one of those we can just put a camera on a busy street in a city somewhere with a mic and just have like a man or girl in the field type reporter style, just interview random people coming out of a certain event or, you know, at a festival somewhere. So we're really not focusing a lot of, you know, I mean, it's there if people stumble upon it and want to share their opinion. We haven't had anybody really go in depth with as to why they hate it or why they're against it or would they try it if they never have.
I think the biggest issue is always health, right? Always if you're getting people coming at you, it's, you know, if you're going to catch this, you're going to catch that. So that's a lot of what we all deal with, I think.
Some people don't understand it. Exactly. It's almost like people think that if you're out in your driveway and you don't have shoes on and you're going to get the mail or the paper, you're going to catch like Ebola or something. And it's just this fear that they have that and boulders are going to fall out of the sky on your feet and stuff, which, you know, I mean, it's just, it's crazy.
It is.
So you're right.
Yeah, with the health risks and stuff, especially with establishments and the whole, you know, people are going into places where the, you know, the food versus the not serving food and the, you know, if they have glass or they don't have glass or you're going to step on glass. I mean, I think that's the biggest concern that we have, that people come combative at us. Well, you're going to step on something, you're going to hurt yourself, you know, which is your own responsibility. You know, I'm like where I'm at right now, I can step on it. If I have shoes, whatever, I can still step on a nail and go right through the shoe and there we are, you know. Being a barefooter, we're always more, I am so much more aware of what I'm stepping through, what I'm going through, what I'm walking.
Yeah.
So.
I'm always
aware
of what I'm walking
just
through.
Just as hurt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're shooting a...
you can trip on those and break your neck, for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, with the flip-flop thing, it's a lot more dirtier than being barefoot or even wearing shoes, period.
Mm-hmm.
We shot a slow-motion clip of... a table set up with food on it, and we had people walk by in flip-flops, and we did a slow motion shot and video of the dust and the dirt that come up off the ground from flip-flops and land on the table. And we did two cultures before and after. And we've even had people put their bare feet up on the table with the food, and we did another culture just to determine, wow, was it dirtier when someone would walk by with flip-flops, or was it dirtier when someone would put their feet up on the table?
Right.
So it was, the results are very interesting, and I'm sure we all can guess what the results are, how
right,
much dirt and the grime off the floor got projected and flipped up onto the tabletop where the food was, and even on the food, versus if someone actually were to eat with their feet. And it's I mean, we did like an extreme, we did a control, we did a lot of different things with it, and we had the equipment for that brief time, so we really took advantage of it. And we just kept coming
That's
up with
great.
Ideas like, oh, let's do it this way now, let's do it this way. And it's like, okay, we got 12 That's hours it. Left before this camera has to go back, and let's, you know, it's like... So
but
we're having a lot
kind
of fun
stuff
with
that the
it.
Documentary has to show, you know, it's to make people understand, because it's just, it's a lack of understanding. You know, that's what the
it
documentary
is.
Show is about anyway.
Correct.
So if people do see there's all aspects of it and you're hitting all those in different ways like that, where that one person is going to be like, oh, yeah, well, but if you take your ideas and do stuff like that in so many different ways, then it could be, look at, see, you've been...
Yeah.
You know, you've been
exactly.
confused.
Yeah, because we're not just taking, like, we're not trying to debunk the myths just with religious and legal stuff. We're also trying to debunk the myths with scientific proof. And even though there's tons of research papers and doctors and all this set of articles and so much research on it, it's posted all over the internet. But unless you're curious about it, you're not going there to find it. Everybody
mm-hmm.
watches TV, and everybody is curious when they see a trailer. Everybody is curious about a topic when they see it on TV. So
mm-hmm.
putting it on that screen that they're watching, living room, and they're sitting there watching it, trying to figure out whether they agree with it and they get mad at it, or it later on educates them and they say, wow, I didn't know that, or this is really interesting. Hey, honey, come
mm-hmm.
here and watch this. Check this out, you know? And that's the point of the documentary, is putting it out there, because unless you're a barefooter or curious about a barefoot lifestyle, you're not going to the internet to read these articles, do the research, or even join a social media group like Barefoot is Legal on Facebook, because
mm-hmm.
they may be curious about it. They pass by. They may look it over. But they're not sitting there studying the laws. So by presenting
right.
it in a format such as TV, it puts it in front of them and they watch it.
I absolutely cannot wait for this documentary to come out, because I want to see all the like the studies, especially with the flip-flop and the flip-flops and how the dust settles, because I know that, I mean, just by walking, especially if it's a little bit muddy, because when you walk with flip-flops, because that used to be, if I wasn't barefoot, I was wearing flip-flops. And I know if it was a little bit muddy out, I would get mud on the back of my legs, because
mm-hmm.
it would kick back, you know? And
yeah.
I really can't, I'm really excited about the documentary, and we always, I mean, I don't think there's been a show one that we haven't plugged the documentary.
That's great.
Because, yeah, we're always excited to talk about it and, you know, let people know that it's coming, and we let, you know, we tell people to go to the site and everything. So we're putting it out there for people to check it out and to go to barefoottvshow.com.
Yep.
To check it out, and maybe we can even get some people in there for you that are totally against it, so we can get some different point of views on there too, if you would, since that's criteria on there, because I'm sure that you'd like to have some of that too.
Oh yeah, yeah, and it's funny because the more
we
come
up cover
with, the more we
in
find...
the, I'm sorry to interrupt. Sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I was just about to say, the more we come up with those objections to being barefoot, and the more we come across foot phobes, the more ideas it gives us, and we're just like, oh, now we're going to go and do that to debunk that. We almost become like the Mythbusters sometimes. I'll sit here with
awesome.
The core group for my company, and it's just like, you almost feel like Mythbusters, and I sit here, it's like, well, let's try to do something like this. I just heard this somewhere. And I'd like to debunk that. So we're almost to the point where it's almost beyond a documentary, but like almost a whole series at this point. But we're going to do like maybe a, I think there's going to be enough material to do a small little documentary miniseries out of it, where there may be about maybe 4 episodes at this point, about an hour long.
Oh, nice.
Each.
Oh, wow.
Like, what about the driving? How about the driving? Are you guys, you're definitely touching on the driving there.
Yes,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we shot that, and we had this one girl, woman, I should say, who has one of the largest super shoe collections in town. She's got a shoe for every outfit, and she's got outfits for everything, for every day of the year almost. And she's a fanatic about her shoes. And so as our driving study and all that, and you know, did a lot of roll about all of her shoes and why she needs all these shoes and all this, and she was kind of shy about the condition that her feet looked in because of,
due to the
you
shoes.
Know, exactly. And I know her pretty well. She did a lot of work on different TV shows and some films and stuff for like Law and Order, Sex and the City, Sopranos, stuff like that. So I'm glad to have her on board to do like, you know, be one of our, you know, folks we can use in these shot experiments, as we call them.
Awesome.
So we're excited about that.
Great.
Yeah, the driving thing is a biggie for people. So,
yeah,
definitely.
There's lots of misconception about that one. It's always a topic.
Yeah. And next weekend or next Friday or Sunday, I don't remember which day it's going to be, she's actually going to, and then we're having her take off her shoes and try to drive. So we're going to see how that rolls. Yeah, because she's in shoes from the moment she wakes up to the moment she goes to bed, and even then there's slippers right next to the bed, maybe multiple bed depending on her nightie that she wears. So it's, you know, so she is like one of those extremely shod folks, and we are going to bust her out of that and make her drive barefoot and see if we can get her to go out.
So, no, I'm getting married November 4th, and it is going to be, you know, we're having a courthouse wedding right now, and I'm going to see if I can get into the courthouse without shoes and get, you know, a married without shoes in the courthouse. On November 4th, and I'm gonna see if I can get that filmed.
And that'd be great.
But if not, yeah, that would be great. I'm hoping that I can get one of my daughters to film it. But if not, next year we do plan on having a big shebang, or maybe not a big shebang, but you know, a little gathering of our family and friends. And I know for sure that I will be shot-free then, but I'm hoping to get this one without some shoes. And I will definitely get that to you.
Yeah. That'd be great. I've never had issues with the courthouses. I've been in and out of courthouses for different things. I've also done like a lot of copyright and stuff like that, law and contract law and stuff like that as well.
Cool.
So I've been in and out of courthouses a lot, and I've always been barefoot. I've never had an issue. I mean, you will have some guards sometimes, the metal detectors that are just like, in the courthouse you have to have shoes, and you're just like, well, actually I don't, and you know, it's a religious thing or something like that, and they're just like, oh, okay, that's fine then. You know, they don't seem to really be there to enforce, you know, some mythological, like, they're not there to believe in unicorns or anything like that. They're there just pretty much to make sure that people don't carry bazookas and machetes and to kill the judge when the case doesn't go their way. Really, even in a court, I mean, if a judge allows, you know, turbans and ajibs and all that in the courtroom, why wouldn't they allow you to be barefoot? So, there was a case, and I could probably pull it up, I don't remember off the top of my head, where a judge did order someone to remove their turban in the courthouse. This is way back in maybe the 80s, and there was such a stir over it, and then all of a sudden that changed. So changed since, just over little issues like that, and the courts have since the mid-80s acknowledged more of the diversity of religions and stuff like that, if it's religious purposes, and even just disabilities
right.
in general.
Right.
So.
And it's more
okay.
safety, I mean, because they can see, you know, that,
yeah.
hi, there's my bare feet. So it's, you know, security of whatever
exactly.
reasons, you would think it would be
exactly.
better.
Yeah, you're not hiding any weapons there.
Yeah, there's
well,
no nunchucks and tiny stars on the toes of your shoes, you know.
Yeah.
I am so glad that you came and shared with us, and I wanted to let you guys know that we also have Nick Dushman with us, as well as the Big Kahuna with us.
You
okay.
didn't take German class, did
we
you?
Got, what's that?
You didn't take German class.
You didn't take German
school,
class.
Did
I didn't. I'm German, and that's what's so bad about it. I'm sorry, I butchered it.
No, it's really easy. Just take the man off of Deutsch, and then you get German man.
How do you say it?
I just came here for my German.
We cut this every time. Oh, that's funny.
What? I
I'm
heard
sorry,
proof.
What?
I heard him.
I heard proof. What'd you say?
Yeah, we have a proof sighting. I wanted to come in especially to let everybody know that our website is back up and running. I guess there was a lot of websites that were taken down over the last 24 hours. And since this is Freedomizer Radio, I guess people still think that we have something to do with how to influence people. So we were knocked offline for a while.
Oh wow! I've been in a bit of a la la land. I've had a lot going on, so I don't even think I realized that it was down. It was Freedomizer that was down.
Both our sites were down. Everything
oh,
I
wow.
owned was down.
Oh boy!
Because last night I was on Blog Talk and it was working perfectly fine.
Oh,
I didn't even.
That's fine, but for our chat room on freedomizerradio.com, which, if you didn't know it, it just came up at 10:38, it means that nobody was manning the chat room.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So, yeah, somebody, I guess, has to go in and say hi and all that stuff so everybody knows we exist. I'm in there.
Okay,
as
okay,
soon as
good.
It came up, I got a message saying it was up, so I went in, and that's when I figured I'd call in as well.
Okay, wonderful. I'm going to go in there and pop in there. I'm not sure if anybody listening, you can go on to freedomizerradio.com, and we do have a chat room, and you can go on there and chat with us, and yeah. Talk about any issues, any experiences that you may have, and we would love to hear about things, especially when we have Nick Pierce on with us, even
we
if we
can,
don't.
We can back the commercials up for a while. You don't have to go to a break right now, and that's per me. I'll write myself up later.
Oh, no.
But
I actually started out the show with some commercials because
yeah.
I knew we had a lot of wonderful info coming in this morning. I mean, yeah, this morning.
Well, you
so,
didn't know I was coming in either, though.
I didn't, and I was so excited that when you messaged me, I was like, yay!
But let me
Did
just
that
share
new,
a couple
radio intro work? Or I wasn't on in the beginning of the show.
Neither was I. I was too busy playing with tech support to be here for the start.
No, I don't think we ran the intro. We did not.
Well, we're supposed
to. Right. We had to do it manually, I think. But no, that was not.
I didn't.
Okay.
When I set up the show, I didn't know that we had that intro because I didn't know about that intro right before the show.
No, we were supposed to play that by itself. Don't set up audio. Because if you set up the audio beforehand, that it's going to set everybody's show to have the same audio as you, because the way Blog Talk works is they didn't set this up originally for people to have different shows. They just thought that I would have one show by myself and then I would just play the same audio all the time. But they didn't realize that people like us would have multiple shows, sometimes in the same 3-hour time slot. So it mm-hmm. kind of messes things up and everybody would have to hear that same audio. So
that's
okay.
why I said it, that you have to play it manually. Yeah. Instead of, yeah.
Oh, okay. So I need to go back
we
and
can always pick it up again.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I did not.
So anyway,
I wasn't aware.
Just a couple of tidbits. And I know I'm rolling all over Nick right now, cause he probably was here for the beginning of the show. I just want to share some tidbits before conceding the floor. One is that I don't know whether I'll finish it this weekend, but one of my goals over the next few days is I want to set up, I want to do something fun for the group because we have close to 8,000 members, and I just think it would be fun to do something fun. And I want to create a few small trophies for people, and
okay.
I want to have some ideas. Like I want to have the BIL Rookie of the Year, for example, where the person that never even thought of going without shoes before up until 2016, and now look at what they're doing. I want to have I want to have the MVB Award, the Most Valuable Barefooter. The one that most people have looked up to in the group. And by the way, I'm excluded, and I think the original admins who were admins for 12 months of the year are probably excluded too.
Right.
So I also want to have a meme of the year where I want to have the funniest meme that anyone's created. And I'm just trying to create, like, I want to have, like, 5 different things. And I just have to figure out how I want to do it. But, like I said, I want this to be fun. I realized the last couple weeks, which is point number 2, which is why I really want to push point number 1, is that last week we had probably the worst week in our BIL history, believe it or not. And I did my best to try to fix it. But we had, I think, 73 or 74 people leave. And we brought in, like, 63 new people. I mean, we were able to somewhat rectify the situation. But people are leaving not because of our bad management or because they don't like our lifestyle or anything like that. But people are getting hung up on, I see that some people talk about being a vegan, so I'm going to leave. Or I got messages about these people just won't stop talking about vaccines. I have to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have people complaining, well, you're too strict about trying to make this group be on topic. Then I have people say I'm not strict enough. I like the group the way it is personally, but people are not seeing the forest for the trees. Our first and foremost mission here is about activism towards our community. And you
right.
are going to have people that are interested in different things, and they're not calling people out and saying, hey, if you don't vote for Gary Johnson, I'm out.
Well,
it finds your
I've
own
gone
group.
In,
find the right group.
I have
for you,
gone into
you, yeah.
a couple I have gone into a couple of arguments and said, look, this is about our freedom of being barefoot, and that is it.
Yeah.
And if this continues, I will delete this thread.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to come down like the Stasi or anything like that. And I feel that we run a good group because I really want to and point number 3 that I just want to bring up real quick, and then I'll concede the floor and we can talk about whatever, is that I really want to put out our goals. I promised I would put them out before the end of the month. And I was hopeful that we could see 25,000 members in our BIL Facebook group by the end of 2017. And my reasoning and thought on that is if everybody in our group currently can tell 3 people, that would withstand some of the people that are going to leave because they don't want to see somebody talk about themselves being a vegan. And people, of course, are going to join us throughout the year anyway, and then they're going to tell their friends. So I figured 25,000 would be a good number, but I don't want to oversell, but I don't want it to, like how I thought we would only get to 5,000 before the end of this year, and we're hitting 8.
Yeah, and that's amazing. So, I mean, hey, I don't think there's any projected goal that's too high, Proof, because, I mean, you've already surpassed the goal that you set this year, and I think that's amazing.
So Nick Deutschman's with us. So, Nick, any thoughts on any of those three topics?
25,000, perfectly achievable.
Okay.
That, what is that, that rate of doubling? You tell three people, they tell three, they tell three. Next thing you know, we're at 25,000. Totally obtainable.
Yeah.
You have to exclude me from the Barefoot Award. I'll take the exclusion on that.
Unless
that would be fun. What a fun way to get everybody engaged.
Every meme is going to be fair game. So. I'll accept memes up until the end of this month, so until Halloween. So if you want to be eligible, Nick, but Kaliki will be up for the Rookie of the Year award.
I like it.
I don't know if that's fair.
Well, when did you join us? When did you join us?
I joined you guys in May.
Okay. And you were not a full-time Barefoot person. You were just kind of curious before then, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I've always, you know, I wasn't just like, I wore shoes all the time. I mean, I pretty much grew up barefoot. So, I mean,
I understand that, but you never joined any other Barefoot group before this one, right?
Right. Correct.
You had no idea we existed, right?
Had no idea.
Well, that means you're a rookie.
Okay. All right.
Rookie.
As long as you feel it's fair. Rookie. Okay. Okay. If y'all feel it's fair, then I'll go with it.
Yeah, like Nick, both Nick's and I, we've been around the block. We've joined other groups. We've done stuff, so therefore we're obviously not rookies. But if you came from not knowing who we were at all, to being influential, then yeah, then you would be one of the finalists for that, in my opinion.
Okay. Awesome.
Sweet.
Cool. That is great.
So I don't know what other categories we need either of the Knicks.
I don't know either.
We're going to have to think on this one.
Okay.
Well, if I'm a nominee, I really can't be a part of that process, can I?
For Rookie of the Year? Well, I guess if you see your name up there, I guess if
you
can read it, you can vote.
I can
we'll allow you to vote
ideas.
For yourself.
Okay.
Is Patty with us, too?
Patty
no.
is working today, so she's not with us today. So,
and
Kevin
is not here either.
And he's not either. It's Nicole and I today.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to figure out who's all here and who's not. That's all. I'm not taking roll call. I just didn't know who to mention in our discussions here. But Nick. Deutschman, I know that I've usurped the floor and Nick took a bunch of the floor. I think it's your turn.
I get a turn now?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we can't have two Nicks talking at the same time or people get confused.
You're not going to know which Nick is which Nick.
Hey, it's okay.
I was going to wear a pink tutu so the listeners could tell us apart, but that doesn't work on radio.
And no, these are not the These are not the New York Knicks either. These are Minnesota and Ohio Knicks.
There you go.
I was from New York originally.
Oh, well, so was I. I'm a Long Island guy. I represented the 631.
I'm one of those guys who didn't move away from where I grew up.
Well, I'm not far from where I grew up, so I understand.
I could darn near throw a rock to where I grew up from to where I live now, and I've never lived anywhere 5 miles away from where I grew up. They say there's 50 states out there, but I've really only seen one, so.
No, you went to Colorado a few months ago, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Don't tell anyone, though.
All right.
Oh, my gosh, you showed everybody.
No,
come on.
Oh.
Well, we could also have a contest to the person that travels around the most barefoot. I'd probably be up for that one.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
cross-country
barefoot
traveling
around quite a bit. So, that's talking about being in the same place at one time for a long time, you know?
So, no comments on the Amtrak, I'm guessing, huh?
I didn't know. The only time I did was when I was switching, because they do give the announcements, you know, throughout your ride all the time. And, but I will walk through, and I don't draw attention to myself. I just kind of do my own thing. But on the train itself, didn't have a problem. When I was getting off to go to the other one, because I'd have to, like, kind of move fast and go and whatever, and I didn't want to have any problems because I just want to get on the train and be comfortable. But on the train itself, they say the announcement all the time, but nobody told me I had to put shoes on. And I didn't. So, and they serve food there and stuff, especially down in the cart. There, if you're going to go get food, you know, you have to have your shoes on. But I did, and nobody said nothing to me. I posted one of my pics of me just sitting there in the lounge car, just kind of chilling out, and where everybody just kind of hangs when they're not at their seat. Nobody said nothing to me. I mean, I was wearing my barefoot sandals, but I just do. Because I like them. So I don't know if that makes, I don't know if that, you know, doesn't draw attention to myself. But those announcements are still there. And that won't change, I don't think.
I mean, honestly, the barefoot sandals actually draw attention to your feet, I've noticed. Because I have people a lot of times say, oh my gosh, those are so cute. And, where did you get those? I'm like, oh, I made them. You know, so, I mean, if anybody pays attention to your shoes, they notice that they're not shoes.
Right. If they're looking, yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
I just like the way they look, so it's just one of those. I don't wear shoes.
Yeah.
But I love my barefoot sandals, especially the ones.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And somebody asked me, though, or I know somebody said in the group, why do we promote those? And my thing is that this is all about personal choice and knowing your rights and your freedoms. This isn't a contest to see who could do more than the other. And I know other groups are kind of more hardcore that way, I guess. But I don't find any joy in trying to say, hey, I do it more than you do. This is about education. And this is about being accepted and allowed to go wherever you wish.
Exactly.
So,
yes.
Agreed.
I don't put any credence in I do it more than you, and people shouldn't be in here unless they do it 7 days a week. And I'm beyond all that. I'm about education and outreach. I'm not about trying to show somebody that my breasts are bigger than somebody else's.
Right. Well, Dave, Proof. What is your viewpoint on do you feel like it's professional to be barefoot at place of employment?
Well, if it's a construction site, probably not, but outside of that, just a standard desk, I don't see the issue because who really cares?
Right. Because I'll tell you, like, I think I mentioned it when the show first started, that I'm not sure that that you were on at that point. Mm-hmm. But
I go to work barefoot.
Yeah.
And I leave work barefoot. But I cannot go to my clients' homes barefoot, and that's completely understandable, and I wouldn't want to because of some of the conditions of the homes and all that, you know. That I would feel would be unprofessional going into their homes as a healthcare professional. But when I'm at the office, I am barefoot. And I think it's wonderful that another of my coworkers, she comes in barefoot as well. And
okay.
I think it's great because it makes me feel so much more comfortable to know that I can be myself at my place of employment. And I've never, ever been able to do that before. And it's never, ever meant so much to me to be able to do that as it does now.
I know from professional experiences, I've probably seen every dress code rule that could possibly ever be made. And it's just crazy how many businesses, and it doesn't matter whether you see people or just look at yourself, but they treat that part of the body. You could smoke crack, punch your boss, and pee on your desk all at the same time, and that would still That would still be less of an issue than if you just happened to walk to the printer without your shoes on.
That's true. Good analogy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for what? They say, well, it's professional, but what does if you're sitting at a desk talking to a customer, booking a reservation or selling data services or whatever it is you're selling, nobody's going to stop you and say, hey, wait a second, before I give you my credit card, can you tell me what shoes you're wearing? I've never heard that ever in my life, and I doubt anybody will ever, in their right mind, say that.
Right.
Nick, either of the Nicks, I don't know if you've heard of that before, but I don't think anybody's ever stopped and, well, before I give you my Discover card for this $600 purchase, can you tell me if you have closed shoes on?
No, I had people in my office at my Taekwondo school hand me their credit card, and I charged $7,000 on their card while I was barefoot.
Yeah.
They didn't seem to mind. But then again, that's a little skewed because granted it was a Taekwondo academy.
Yeah.
So most people are expected you to be barefoot. However, I did many functions outside of the school, and I was never questioned. Never questioned. And lots of opportunities to be in a professional setting, and nobody ever questioned it. Nobody ever thought I was unprofessional whatsoever. So, and then I did an experiment over the summer, a little bit of an experiment / this is what I was going to do. But I've been delivering pizzas for a year. And I thought this summer, I'm like, you know what? I want to scam my way into being barefoot while I do this. In the kitchen, understandable, got to have the shoes. Fine. But when I get in my car to bring a pizza to a home, is it really necessary? So I started trying it. I'm like, I'm going to kick off my shoes. I'm going to drive to the home. I'm going to ring the doorbell barefoot with pizzas in my hand. And I even recorded it. Out of 714 deliveries, one person didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of, I live in a lake town too, so and it's a upper class area, and it was really funny how many people thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that's so cool! Oh, one guy didn't like it. One lady was concerned. And the rest, I don't know if they even noticed. So
probably not. They just wanted their
probably
food.
Not.
Well, let me ask you: were some of those repeat customers too?
Some of them were, and there was yes, and there was a handful of repeat customers, and same thing as before. Just hey, smile, thanks for the pizza, have a great day. Cool. Off
yeah.
I go.
Well, then that proves the theory as false that that what you have on your foot makes you professional.
Exactly. I know I posted it over the summer, but I've been working for a guy doing painting, and
mm-hmm.
Most of the work is inside office buildings. And you move the copier, you paint behind it, and things like that. But there has been some times when we're in different sites where you're like, even by my choice, I'm like, nah, I'm gonna wear my boots in here just because there's crap all over the floor. You don't want to waste time doing that. But in these office buildings, you know. Pick your average everyday cube farm, and is there any real dangers? I didn't really think so, but one day we were painting in an office, and the boss was supposed to be gone all day. Well, I took my boots off and laid them aside and kept on painting, and it was really interesting how many people would come by. Some wouldn't even notice. A couple ladies commented on it, and it was funny how many people came by, and they're like, wow, you guys are... you're doing such a great job, and this professional-looking painting you're doing, and it was really kind of fun. And then the boss showed up and chewed me out. Oh, my goodness, you thought I smoked crack and punched him and peed on his desk. Unbelievable how he chewed me out, and everybody in the office heard it. And he's dropping F-bombs, and I'm scratching my head going, who's the unprofessional one here?
Exactly.
Wow.
But let me ask you, was he cursing you out in front of other customers too, or other people?
Not in front of them, but we're in an office.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though they're behind their cube, that's not going to hide the sound. You know, doors are open throughout the hallways. They had to have heard every word.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't understand where people get that mindset of it's unprofessional. It's unprofessional. Well, how do you figure? What does it matter? If you take to the Googles and, you know, try to find a definition of professionalism, about the only thing I can come up with is professionalism is defined by how well you do your job and how you treat your clients and customers.
Exactly.
Can't find anything that says you gotta have shoes on.
Have you heard of a business telling you as the customer that, well, it's not professional for you to be in here without shoes on?
No, not specifically that.
Oh, I love that. When I remember and I didn't get into it because I didn't know what I could and couldn't say at that point. But I asked them, well, I'm giving you my money, and how am I the one that's unprofessional when I don't own this business?
Good one.
I'm the one giving
yeah, that
you
is
my
a good
money.
One.
And aren't I the one that makes that choice whether or not you are professional enough to get my money?
Right.
I would like to think so, because, you know, it's just like DG, you know, went in there with my fiance, and we went in to get an alarm clock. And this was the first time ever DG has ever said anything to me about not having any shoes on. And she's like, ma'am, you really need to have shoes on in the store. And I was like, okay, thank you. And I just kept on walking. And Tracy just left, and we just kept on. We got our alarm clock and went to the checkout. And the lady followed us up to the register, you know, and I was assuming that she was going to be like, oh, I can't check you out. But joke was on her because I wasn't the one getting checked out. So she couldn't deny me service. So I don't know how that I mean, I'm sure she probably would have maybe that she wouldn't check me out, but because I know that that's been a issue for other people, but I thought it was just funny that time because I wasn't the one being the customer. I was just kind of loitering at the moment.
Loitering.
And, we were in a, yeah. and we were in a hurry. Otherwise, I would have tried to have seen how much I could have gotten away with. And the opportunity had come up, maybe some learning opportunities as well, but we didn't really have the time for that on that particular day.
I was at the bank this morning looking at an auto loan. Never questioned. They were more than willing to help me through my loan and everything, and
they
didn't look at me and say, "Oh, I'm not going to give you a loan because you ain't got shoes on."
they want your money.
How could we do it? How would we be able to tell certain employers that we can sit at our desk and slip off our shoes, and even, oh my goodness, walk to the copier without them? What would it take?
I do not know. I am just really glad that I have found an employer that is really relaxed about the fact that I'm able to be myself and be comfortable in who I am while I am in the office, so I don't have to worry about that.
I've got an interview here this coming week for a snow plowing position, sitting in a pickup truck plowing snow. Being from Minnesota, hopefully we get a lot of it this year. But I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be able to drive my plow truck barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
People think that's crazy, but think about it. I got to keep the heat on while I'm in the truck. And you know, if you've ever driven a snow plowing truck, you got to turn the heat on high the whole night because the snow keeps coming over the blade and up on the windshield. So
right.
It's just burning hot
cold
inside there all stinking night. So yeah, I'm gonna have like kind of a barefoot job in essence.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do because I mean, I'm telling you, I have these slide on. They're called Bobs. They're really thin, and I'm sure you've probably seen them. They're just slide-on little shoes, and I keep them close to the door, away from the pedals of the, you know. And as soon as I get to my client's house, I flip them on my feet, and as soon as I get back in my car, I take them off and I stick them back up under the seat, and go about my way. But you know, that's what I do. I turn my heat on and keep my feet warm.
Yeah, we've had some mornings in Minneapolis now that are most mornings now are right around like the 30 to 40 degree range. And once the car's warmed up, shoot, it's fine.
Well, I haven't had to deal with any of that just yet.
We haven't had any that cold yet, but it's getting a little chilly for me because some health issues that I have, I can't tolerate very cold. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, very much cold. I mean, when it gets about 65 is about as much as my feet can tolerate.
Really?
Before they start, my toes start turning blue. And so I have to be careful.
Yeah, I tell you, the odd looks have really increased now. We've got it's in the 50s today, but sunny. It's gorgeous in Minneapolis today. But like I said, it's 55 degrees right now. Boy, it doesn't take much of a cool temperature to really drive the looks. Nobody's questioned it yet, but I've noticed the looks have definitely increased. What was that?
They're like, look at this idiot.
What is this fool doing? I know. I can't wait till November. You know, right around doing my Thanksgiving dinner shopping when it's 30 degrees and padding around the grocery store. That's when people start really looking at you like you're kooky.
Well, what I'm hoping for in Georgia this year is every few years we get a little bit of snow, and I'm hoping we get a little bit of snow this year because I want a barefoot picture in the snow, and I'm going to take a couple of seconds and run out there in the snow and put my feet in the snow and get a picture just long enough for the picture and then come in and put my feet in some warm water because I just want one picture of my feet in the snow.
Well, hey, you're more than welcome to come up here at, like, the end of December, and we can get you in, like, knee-deep snow.
Well, then I can't see my feet.
you can make a snow angel, and then we can see them.
Oh, my gosh, yes, that would be awesome.
the footprints out to the yard, make your snow angel, and then run back in the house.
You know, when it snowed here last time, I did actually get up on our deck. We had a deck, what was it, about 3 years ago? Yeah, so we are due for a snow. Well, in about one more year. It usually happens every 3 or 4 years around here. But I got up on the deck with my white German Shepherd, and we made snow angels up on the deck. But I'm really hoping to get that because I do want a picture of my feet in the snow.
Funny.
I don't imagine we'll be traveling to Minneapolis, though, especially not towards the end of December. I'm going to have a baby by then. So.
Nick, it's kind of funny that you mentioned this whole thing about barefooting in the winter when it starts getting cold and everybody's talking about that. Now, I noticed that with getting reactions in the winter, if you go someplace and you sit down and you're barefoot, like you go to a restaurant, I found that I get some weird looks, but people are less likely to say anything. I noticed that you're more likely for an employee or someone to say something to you from a business when it's starting to get warm and they think that you're going barefoot just because it's nice out. For some reason, they have the impression that in the winter and you're barefoot, it must be for a good reason. I don't know if anybody else has noticed that.
I don't know. Like last winter, I was laid off. And just to burn some energy, I ended up being one of those mall walkers.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, you know, but, in the middle of winter, January, and I'm walking around the mall, nothing. Nobody'd say a word. Minneapolis Skyway system, there's now 10 miles of Skyway. And, you know, 22 below zero outside, but inside it's 70 degrees. It's beautiful in there. Nothing. I go there now in the summertime, then people start saying things. So I wonder if that's related.
It must be, because I found that when it starts to get warm and all of a sudden you go into a business and you could have been there all winter barefoot, and then all of a sudden this summer someone will come up to you and just say, oh, you don't have any shoes with you. And I'm like, no, I know. It's because of, you know, religion or, you know, medical condition. I was like, oh. But when you do it in the winter, they just look at you. You still get the weird looks from being barefoot because it's cold. Because they think that must be for a good reason. And they leave you alone. And you're right. I've noticed that it is related.
Huh. Maybe somebody should do like a study, ask. Some kind of a poll of sorts,
yeah,
a public poll.
And, of course, I'll get
in
with the hidden camera.
Stand outside barefoot in the snow.
They're like, hey, I'm doing a public poll. Do you think it's weird to be barefoot in wintertime? I'm going to get a little more tact than that, but.
Speaking of funny looks, oh, my goodness. I was watching some TV last night, and they had on I was watching the E! Network for a movie, and they had a commercial on. I can't exactly recall the Bellas of something or other. Bunch of rich folk, rich, famous people, like Kardashian-style type programming. And
right. They
were just doing little snippets, you know, through their little commercial, and they were inside a home, and they were all decked out getting ready to go somewhere. And this girl comes down the stairs in her, you know, $2,000 outfit. And for some reason, these other two people were downstairs waiting. The one guy's in a tuxedo and socks, and the other girl is in a evening dress and bare feet. And the look on this girl's face, I can't believe somebody could scrunch up their face so much. And she says, "Why are you not wearing shoes?" You had to be there, but it was just amazing at her reaction to, "Wow, how could you scrunch up your face so much like that?" And it made me think, oh, well, she's not wearing $1,000 Jimmy Choo's. So, okay.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, when are you guys going to play like an ad or anything? Do we have to pay some bills somehow?
All right, so that sounds like we need a commercial break.
Nah, barefootislegal.org, totally commercial free, right? Best radio ever.
I wish that was the case. We can always use more people chipping in their $2.95 a month.
I'd love to see that.
Definitely. All right, so we're going to take a short little break. We don't have too much longer left in the show. But we will return after these messages.
Hi, everyone. Here is a sponsor that you can help save yourself some money and find new places to check out. Save Around is a very popular coupon book throughout most major U.S. cities. With Save Around, you get buy one, get one free restaurants, discounts on many department stores, car rentals, flowers, etc. With Save Around, you not only fund our network, you help fund your family and save yourself some money while eating out. I have a family of four. A decent meal is upwards of $60 for us, and if I could save $10 to $15 while taking out the family, I am very happy. You can view these books in your area before buying. Please check out freedomizerradio.com and our barefootislegal.org website for the link. Check out the new book, click on your city, and in a few days, you will be saving yourself some cash with your new Save Around book.
There are reports that say sitting all day at work is just as unhealthy as smoking. There is a hot new health trend called earthing, where you leave your shoes at home and you go out for a walk in the park. However, most of us work all day. This is where Serenity Rug comes in. Serenity Rug is meant to let you feel the grass beneath your feet while you have to stay inside and get your work done. This revolutionary footrest encourages movement and blood flow so you can feel better while working. Relieves muscle tension, improves circulation at your own desk while you're working. Anyway, please check out SerenityRug.com. That's SerenityRug.com.
Aloha, this is Katmir Stone of Freedomizer Radio. I was born and raised in the Caribbean tropical coast and enjoyed living along the Blue Ridge Mountains of Appalachia, both places where Mother Nature rules and shoes are optional. Now living in the ninth largest metropolitan area in the United States, I'm surprised that more people don't realize that their health would improve if they just took off their shoes and relaxed. Yes, even in the middle of downtown. Bunions, hammer toes, atrophied pinkies, fungus issues, weak structure, all these foot problems caused by shoes are simply due to the fact that people don't know that being barefoot is not just the natural, comfortable solution, it's legal. That's right, Freedomizers. We at barefootislegal.org host a weekly radio show where we discuss the many health benefits and zero laws concerning going barefoot. Join Nicola, Kiliki Claybaugh, Patty Peaceful, and yours truly, Katmir Stone, every Saturday starting at 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern for Barefoot is Legal Radio. Hashtag Freedomizer Radio, hashtag Shoes Ruined My Feet, hashtag Barefoot is Legal.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We have approximately 14 minutes left of our show, and we have had a wonderful time with Nick Pierce and Nick D and Proof, and
Nicole and myself, and so leave anybody out. We've just been having a group party here.
Fun.
So, yeah, it's been great.
So I got my save around book the other day in the mail, and I'm really excited.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
We could comment on what coupons are worthwhile to use and which ones you refuse to use because they don't want your business.
Yeah, I picked through it and I found many usable coupons in there, and I'm there. It is Save Around Twin Cities. Oh yeah, I've got.
So why would they do those coupons? Why would they agree to the coupons if they don't want your business?
I don't know. But I've got TGI Fridays, Burger King, White Castle even, Witch. Does anybody have a Witch in their area?
Yes, I have one down the street from my house.
So yummy, and I've been in there a dozen times barefoot. Never said a word to me.
I've dated one once.
I've never been in there.
Never. I love their sandwiches. Way better than Subway. Oh, boy.
I like
better
Firehouse
than Subway.
Pub.
What's it called?
Witch.
I've never even heard of that.
What kind of store is?
What's that?
What kind of store is that? This is Patty Peaceful.
Hi, Patty. It's a. It's like a sub shop. Just branded a little bit different. You can kind of pick your own stuff, and they toast them a little bit different. It's similar to a Subway, but it's just some more options. It's kind of fun.
Nice. So,
yeah.
Well, I got off work and could call in for the last couple moments.
We're so glad that you were able to join us.
Yes, I'm glad too. Oh, my God. I'm like, the job they had me on, y'all, was just awful, but I did it.
Okay.
And it's done and over with. And now my rubber boots are coming off. If I can get
So even though you went to Dave's, you still got to wear the rubber boots, huh?
Oh, yeah. You got to in the chicken plant, period, for safety. You know, reasons and stuff like that. I mean, I'm sorry, there's no way in hell I would want some of that fecal matter and all this other chemicals going on my feet.
Yeah.
Oh, my boots are off. I'm free.
Yay.
Yay.
Free the beat.
Oh, God, yeah. So what's everybody got going on since I missed it all?
Oh, man, there is so much. You're going to have to listen to the archive.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, Nick Pierce has told, given us a lot of, you know, given us a skinny on the documentary. Nick D has given us a lot of information, too. Proof has told us a lot about some contests and things that he's wanting to do to enhance the group and make some things fun. So there's been a lot going on.
Right. Well, I will most definitely catch up on the archives and anything, you know, I'll put it out there on Facebook as well for those that will catch our show and the group and stuff and folks and all that as well. But I have a fan baby.
Yay!
Yes, and she's beautiful.
My daughter just sent me some pictures, and every time I get a picture, her little tongue comes out like a dog. What is up with her tongue sticking out? She must get it from her grandmother. My tongue sticking out, I guess, too.
Well,
Everybody's quiet.
Well, hey, I was going to say, is anybody planning a trip to the Mall of America this winter?
No, not me.
No,
that
I'd
wouldn't
like
be a bad idea
to
have a little barefoot flash mob there.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping to rally some of the area Twin Cityans for a meetup at the Mall of America. Go have lunch at one of the shops, one of the restaurants in there. Hang out, walk around. It's really fun. It's really fun place to be barefoot. Just one, because of all the surfaces, and I've never been hassled there. They technically have a shoe rule in there on their website. It's buried in there, but if you find it, it does state it. But yet, after being in there, you know, a handful of times, I've never been questioned by security. They have local, since the mall is actually in the city of Bloomington, they have city cops in there working extra security. They've never said anything to me. So,
nice.
Why not a whole group of us show up there and hang out for an afternoon?
Yeah, I was there once. I never had a problem. So,
yeah.
You're right.
I think it'd be fun. And then for those listening in your area, you know, if it's too cold outside to be able to do it at an outside function, I don't think there's any reason why you can't find a mall in the area to be able to do it.
Well, for me, I go to the mall in Columbus here in Georgia. I go to the mall barefoot all the time, which I usually know what I want, and I go in there and I get what I want and I get out, because I'm just not a mall person. And unless I have somebody that I'm, you know, going to hang out with for the day, but that's usually not the case. I go in, I get out, but I've never had an issue in the mall yet.
Yeah, I use the malls in the wintertime just because there's nowhere really to walk around outside when it's 10 below. So just to, you know, burn some energy on a Saturday afternoon, the mall is always nice for that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a great place. I know a lot of people, even here in Georgia, do that just because it's, pretty much a safe, warm place to go and get some exercise without being in the elements.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big shopper myself, so I'm a big thrift store. But that would be fun, just to go and prance around with a bunch of, you know, up barefoot brothers and sisters.
We need to make that happen, Patty. Meet in the middle somewhere.
Heck yeah.
Bring the baby.
I'd like to come down for your wedding. If it wasn't quick down the road.
Yeah, okay. I think that would be great.
Everybody, up with everybody. Y'all
what?
All talk down.
What did you say, Patty?
I said everybody's so quiet. Does everybody talk down? I guess.
I think it's just weird day.
Do what?
It's weird. It's National Weird Day or something, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, man. Here, I've been up since 4 o'clock of sucking liver and lungs and all that crap out of chicken. don't have stuff. So makes me want to turn back to vegetarian. I'm not even playing.
Oh, I can imagine.
Don't tell us. I like chicken too much.
Oh, I like chicken too. And my whole freezer is full of chicken. Yesterday, I got 80 pounds of chicken wings for $2. So, yeah, I get a darn good deal. But sometimes just, The things we have to do to prepare it for the public. Now, it's It's just every day, you know, just, okay, they eat, their form's still in them. Like, I have to soak it out, but it's still, like, it's all right. It's a job. Somebody has to do it.
Somebody's got to do it.
Job, so thank goodness I'll be doing that again, hopefully, for a long time.
You gotta keep making chicken wings so people can order it from the place I work at so I can deliver them.
There you go. I mean, I am not even kidding you. It was like 40 pounds for $4, for 40 pounds. You can't beat that. Now, just think of the chili that, like, Domino's and all that making when they're in the school. And I just got 80 pounds for
$8.
Wow.
That is pretty good. That is really
That's
good.
That's a deal.
Well, how much time do we have left today?
That's a really good deal.
3 minutes and 9 seconds.
3 minutes, 9 seconds. Anybody last thoughts?
Yeah. Documentary. I'll plug the website one more time. If anybody's interested in participating in the Barefoot documentary, go to the it's www.barefoottvshow.com. Send the videos. Contact us there. We're looking for all kinds of folks to participate.
How much time do we have left to contribute?
Yes.
We are looking to have everything. Well, we want to go to broadcast. We want to have by editing in the summer. So if we can have all
Not
the material
long.
By February at the latest would be great. I'm trying to tell everybody before the end of the year, but I know we're coming up to the point of the year where everybody's going to be preoccupied with the holidays. So if we can have everything in by February, that would be great.
Right on.
Well, I need to hurry up.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Little by little, we're getting more information
the show
in
with our
from some
new
of the
intro.
States.
Yeah, yeah. Intro.
I think I talked over Nick Pierce.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sorry. I was just throwing something out there. I said we can end the show with our new intro since we didn't use it at the beginning of the show just to premiere it, but it's up to you guys.
Ooh.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
No
I
one's
like
heard
it.
It yet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why not?
It'd be awesome because I have never heard it.
Ah, you will hear for the first time now. I just created it an hour before this broadcast. So I'm excited to hear on
awesome.
It now.
Anyway, so I love you.
Well, we have 90 seconds, and so thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and we will talk to you next week. Everybody have a wonderful Barefoot week. And,
yeah.
Nick, you ready for the outro?
I am. You want me to push play, or do you want to push play?
You do it. I don't even know which one it is.
You have the honors, Nick.
Right there. Well, I just pushed play. Is there anything you need to do on your end?
I don't know
Actually,
where it
you
is.
Go ahead and play because it's right on the very top of the audio clips.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful week.
Have a good one.
Thanks all.
Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myths of going barefoot, your hosts, Kikila, Peaceful Patty, Kaliki, Barefoot Sam, and Nicola.